USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, Japan, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says about 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes in Tokyo for the Olympics are unvaccinated. Medical Director Jonathan Finoff says it's a substantial number, and the committee is quite happy with it. The CDC is reporting Florida on Wednesday reported 12,647 new cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number of cases since late January. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said over 95% in hospitals are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. End quote. The Arizona Senate claims they have found enough fraud in the 2020 elections to decertify Arizona's results. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers.
The data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out.
USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
A giant video wall for an upcoming music festival collapsed during the install in Miami. Wendy King reports.
A large video wall collapsed at the site of a music festival set to take place in Florida over this weekend. Organizers for the Rolling Loud Music Festival tweeted that no one was injured in the collapse at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium and that the stage would be prepared for the festival's opening. Rolling Loud tweeted no one was hurt and it will be fixed before the doors open. Video shows the huge structure appearing to collapse on top of the stage, which was empty. The sold-out festival is to span 3 days and is featuring acts including Travis Scott and Post Malone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Tennessee panel voted to remove a bust of Confederate General and Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard Nathan Bedford Forrest from the state capitol. Forrest was a slave trader and Confederate general and later became an early leader of the Klan. The bust was first unveiled in 1978, drawing protests from black Americans at the time. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Miera, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Miera and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech. We will look at additional ways we can support them. We have spoken to the formation of a remittance working group. We have spoken about the ways in which we are seeking to expand internet access so that the Cuban people can practice that freedom of expression and have the free flow of information to which they are entitled. We designated through the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Regime one individual and one entity today. This I do not expect will be the sum total of our actions. We're going to continue to review what more we can do, not only to support the Cuban people, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
President Biden and the Senate have installed more federal judges during the first 6 months of his presidency than any administration since Richard Nixon. 8 federal judges confirmed since taking office. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.